There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line on a President's Day here on a Monday as we welcome you in. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Josh Applebaum in for Michael. He makes his triumphant return to the Lombardi Line today. We say good morning, good afternoon, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great, Patrick. Great to be with you. So, yeah, if you had plus 5,000, Josh and Patrick, to be reunited today, you just cashed bigly to start your day. So I'm excited, Patrick. Happy President's Day. It's great to be back with you. We're going to run through a ton of games today. This is kind of what I'm most excited about, Patrick, hitting all different sports, looking at awards, looking at futures, a lot going on right now. And guess what? If you're going to hear the word steam, reverse line good move, bets and dollars.
Yes.
Percent, you're going to hear it all today, my man. Let's
feed it to me.
Get a throwback episode today.
Feed it to me, Applebaum. For those that are new to the network, and we're adding listeners and viewers with our radio network, and we welcome you. But Josh used to be on the Lombardi Line, and I'm not quite sure what happened, but obviously, Josh, I've bugged our bosses for years to let you and I do a show together. So to get to do one with you today is awesome. Morning bets already, of course, Monday through Friday, every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time, the podcast from Josh Applebaum, and then Market Insights. My man is busy Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time. So make sure you check those out. And as we welcome you in, I mentioned that it is President's Day. I feel like you and I have worked together on a President's Day before, which is weird because I do remember talking about the presidents with you. Did you know that the presidents, the great men that have led this country, were also degenerates just like us, Josh? Like, for example, George Washington, known as a tactician in the field, did you know he was a complete degenerate when it came to poker? He was also Ooh. Into cockfighting, but we'll leave that over here because it was the 1700s, Applebaum. He was big into horse racing, George Washington. Lincoln was a cockfighting. Now, remember, back in the day, cockfighting was a big gambler's thing, so he was a referee. Nixon held poker tournaments at the White House. He was huge into poker. Warren J. Harding, who was a disaster as a president, was also a degenerate as a bettor. He was big into poker. As a matter of fact, Warren Harding lost so much in poker, he gave away some of the fine chinery, like some of the China sets there from the White House in gambling losses. So just so you know, to get us started on a President's Day, they were degenerates just like you and I, Josh.
I love that, Patrick. This is why I love you, man. You're always prepared, ready to go, true professional, throwing out some presidential history there for us. And Patrick, our buddy Barry O, used to always fill out the brackets every March Madness, so even contemporaries love betting on sports. And again, I thought we were going to go with like your favorite president. We've done that before, so this is good. Let's have a betting angle here. And again, remember, Patrick, no taxation. I was a former history minor here at UVM, Patrick, so no taxation without representation. But really, we wanted to be able to worship who we wanted, bet on what we wanted. We wanted the freedoms. So again, it's been in our blood as Americans to love betting on sports. And now it's legal, spreading across the country. So we're coming full circle, my man.
The Clippers, by the way, as we open up the show, good job by you, Josh. I'm sure your parents are proud. They put you through that education. You became a professional sports bettor. By the way, the Clippers are getting completely desperate. They've added Russell Westbrook. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. The ramifications in the West with Westbrook joining the Clippers. We'll get to that. But again, it's kind of a light day. We've got, 16, 18 across college basketball. You do have six on the ice in the NHL, which we'll get to. The NBA doesn't resume after the All-Star break, Josh, until Thursday. So this weekend, as the dust settles on the NFL, you know, if you have a NASCAR guy and you got down on NASCAR or the NBA All-Star game, I got to be honest with you, I was completely checked out because there was Mexican soccer, Liga MX, Toluca, and Pachuca. As you know, Joshua, I was betting soccer last night. But this is kind of one of those transitional times in the sports betting calendar.
It really is, Patrick. And I've actually got a lot of questions from some pod listeners and VSiN members talking about bankroll management. So I think it's important, you know, this time of year when sports are low, and, you know, people have called this kind of, you know, one of the quietest or darkest times for sports betting, or just sports in general, kind of that transition from football into baseball, which is right around the corner, March Madness. Weather's getting better here in Boston, so it almost feels like that March Madness feel again, Patrick. But I think, to your point, now's a good time to not just, you know, just stare out the window and wait for spring, as a famous baseball player once said, but really kind of use it to your advantage. So to me, obviously, you know, we can sweat college hoops tonight. Really good matchup here at Kansas with TCU I want to get to in a second. We'll talk to TG and Femi. But also using this time not to just, you know, kind of lament the fact that we don't have a ton of sports going on, but look at the awards market. Look at the futures market. I think there's a lot of value to be had. We're just oftentimes focused on what money can I make tonight, Patrick? What can I sweat on tonight? But remember, if you can catch a bet 6 months from now, 3 months from now, it'll pay just the same as today. So I think today's a good day to look at NBA awards, NFL draft, kind of offset those futures as a bit of a bankroll management or bankroll builder. And also you can kind of look at how you're doing and, you know, kind of do some a self autopsy on your plays. If you track your bets, hey, I got a couple days off. How have I been doing in college hoops? Am I struggling with totals but doing well with sides? These are little things that, as a sports bettor, you know, Belichick, before he went soft, Bill, Patrick, he used to be no days off, Bill. So as a bettor, no days off. I think look at what your performance is doing. Use this time wisely. You can spend some time now to make some money later.
Well, I think it's perfectly put. Listen, Selection Sunday is coming up March 12th. So less than a month, of course, we'll have the tournament. But there's a little bit right now, a little bit of a respite in the sports betting calendar. So I think it's a time to step back and think about your processes, think about your rituals, think about how you approach. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Brian Musburger, who's the proprietor, along with Bill A.D. and Michelle Musburger and others. Brent Musburger, of course, proprietor of VSiN. And when they started the network, remember, they were well ahead of the curve. This was still taboo. Sports betting was still taboo. And I'm not bragging here, but it's just actually calling out my age. But I've been talking about sports betting. I've been sports betting my whole entire life. And this is stuff we don't talk about often on the Lombardi Line. But I was talking on a national level since 2009, 2010. So that's, 14, 15 years about sports betting. And back in the day when I was doing national radio on Sirius XM, my bosses, Josh, used to say to me, "Are you insane? There's no such thing as sports betting. This is taboo. It's never going to be legal." And because of the Musburgers and because of the VSiN, the leaders in this industry, here we are today with the proliferation. Your state there, Massachusetts, just legalized recently, the proliferation and the legalization of sports betting. What I think is important is to talk about some of the processes. And what I love about you, Josh, and I've talked about it, I'll kiss your butt a little bit here, but what I love about you is you're a system handicapper. You actually have a system. Actually, I don't know too many handicappers at any network that have a system like you do, and I'd like to go into some of your processes and some of your rituals. But I think what's very important for new bettors joining VSiN and joining the betting space is to understand that so many of the handicappers you're watching today on social media, it's not their fault, but they're essentially regurgitating information they find online because they're just getting into the space. Guess what? Sports betting is fun. It's not a job. And people look at this opportunity with the legalization of sports betting, and so many people, like a wave of people coming into, influencers and others coming into the space. And frankly, it takes a while. You got to get your reps in. It's Gladwellian. Becoming good at sports betting is very much about getting reps in and learning from your losses and learning how to build upon your systems. And I know this is long-winded, Josh, and I'm going to let you run, but I'll just say this. I'm a network handicapper. I've been gambling my whole entire life. I've been talking about it on a national platform now here at VSiN for so many years that I've made so many contacts with professional bettors who you'll never hear from, people like you, specific to sports. Like, I've got international soccer guys. I've got South American soccer guys that send me the information, and then I place the bets. I call it network handicapping. For you, you're a systems handicapper. And so for those that listen to your podcast, and I think we should do a better job at the network of kind of getting into the minds of the handicappers on the network, could you walk us through kind of some of those processes for you when you wake up in the morning, you get your podcast flowing, and what you do to kind of attack the sports betting day?
Yeah, Patrick, I'm so glad you kind of led off with this because you mentioned it and it's totally right here. You know, we're in an industry that is blowing up right now. For us, this is fantastic. But I think for new bettors who are looking to get in on betting for the first time, it's very difficult to know where to start. So one thing that you see, and again, to your point, no fault of all these different, you know, businesses popping up, shows and everything. I would immediately hear, anytime you hear someone say, I think this team's going to win tonight. I think this team's going to cover. I would immediately take a step back here. I think the biggest and important thing, and Patrick, you mentioned, there are different ways to bet on sports. There's no one perfect way. Now, if you're a professional bettor, obviously that's what we should all strive to be, professionals, where you can set your own numbers, you can set your own lines, you can compare your lines to what the odds makers are offering, and then look for discrepancy plays. So those are the true pros. And you mentioned it, Patrick, the pros aren't out there tweeting, you know, here are my five locks of the night, my 50 unit bombs. No. They're doing it quietly. They don't want people to know about them. And I thought it was great with Billy Walters and Brent Musburger during the Super Bowl. You know, Billy Walters was talking about how he really made it big, not only from his source plays, but with the supercomputer group, where they were able to set their own numbers and compare them against the book. So whole point being, if you want to be the best bettor you can be, strive to be a pro, learn how to set your own power ratings. Steve Mackinnon does a great job of that at VSiN. But find what works for you, Patrick. Patrick, you're a sharp guy, and you do really great with your network plays. I look at it a little bit differently, and what I do is I look for a sharp contrarian bet. So what does that mean? Right off the bat, when I'm going to bed, I'll write the newsletter. I look at when the lines first post. I look at the early moves. To me, the most important thing is trying to look for a situation where you can be both against the public and with the sharp action while also trying to beat the closing line. And, of course, flat betting, trying to avoid parlays. There's a lot that goes into it. But I'll give you a perfect example. If you want to start off in kind of a data-driven angle here. Number one, bookmark VSiN.com/splits. It's the easiest thing you can do. That page is going to give you every single game on the board, and it's going to give you the percentage of bets, percentage of dollars coming from DraftKings. First thing I look at is if a team's getting less than half the tickets, you can bet against the public. They're getting more than half the money, indication of respected money in their favor. But then the key, Patrick, is that line movement, because you talk to wise guys or you talk to odds makers, lines are moved by respected bettors. So if they're adjusting the number, it's coming from pros. So I want some indication of contrarian with a reverse line move, a steam move, a line freeze, a bet versus dollar discrepancy. If I can beat the closing line, that's really my goal here. So I know I threw it all out in just one little, you know, 2 minute spiel here, Patrick. But do what works with you. I think that's the point. No, nothing is right or wrong. Do what you think or what has proven you to make you some money.
I'm a network handicapper. You're a systems handicapper. I think that juxtaposition is perfect, and it explains there's more ways to do this. You just have to be sage and smart about it. Josh is married to the game, and he's married to his systems. I love the keywords, reverse line movement, steam.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. When we come back, let's discuss Russell Westbrook. The Clippers are getting desperate. Plus, Kansas, TCU in a revenge spot. It's the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the Lombardi Line is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com or download the newly reconfigured app, just like Josh did during the break. Remember, if you're in Vegas, bring your state-issued ID to any MGM property. When you do, you're ready to bet within minutes. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. 21 years or older. Okay, we welcome you back. Michael Lombardi taking a well-deserved break. Josh Applebaum makes his triumphant return here on the Lombardi Line. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And again, it's President's Day. Shout to the presidents and shout to America. And we started the show a little bit differently. We're going to get to Russell Westbrook. We're going to get to Kansas and TCU. But we, because there's a little bit of a lull here, a little bit of a respite, not a busy calendar, I wanted to kind of take you behind the scenes. And remember, for all of your betting information, there's one simple way to do it. You get the VSiN Daily. Go to VSiN.com, enter your email address. Bill AD does an amazing job where you can kind of, I always tell people to start with the free daily newsletter and then kind of build your sports betting network out from there. Because while I talk about a lot of a big wave of new sports handicappers coming into the business, I think the team we put together at VSiN is top of the line, and I respect everybody here, and that's the information you're going to get kind of linked there on the VSiN Daily, Josh.
You're exactly right, Patrick. It's free. I mean, how can you argue with that? And it's going to give you great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on that big, you know, that day. What are the big games? What are the insights from all of our great experts? Also, what's going on just at VSiN in particular, but the market as a whole. And Patrick, I think you bring up a good point here. Like, when it comes to betting on sports, the thing is, you're almost, it's hard to start out, but once you just gradually build yourself up, the more you do it, it's almost like, you know, the longer you're in the game, the more experience you have, the better you're going to be to identify situations. So, you know, we talked about different styles. You're a network-driven better, Patrick. You've cultivated all these great relationships over time, and you have your go-to guys in different sports. Again, I'm more of a data-driven guy, so I'm looking at exactly what the market is telling me. But to the point, just to wrap up, and then we can get to all the games here, I was talking about, like, bets and dollars and line moves, and those are kind of the basic, you know, meat and potatoes of the first questions I want to ask. Where's the public? Where are the sharp bettors? I want to be with the sharps. I want to be against the public. But the other thing you mentioned is system. So to me, when I really get excited about a play, Patrick, is if I'm contrarian, I'm less than half the tickets, I'm more than half the money, I have some sort of sharp indicator there, steam, RLM, whatever you want to call it, line freeze. But the last thing you mentioned, betting systems. The thing I love about betting systems, and I think a lot of people get confused, trends and betting systems. A lot of people think they're the same thing, but they're kind of different. Trends are specific to specific teams. Like, I'll give you a perfect one. You can give me all these Belichick stats about how great he is, ATS, home road, dog favorite, everything. But that was with Tom Brady. Does that really apply to Belichick now? Not really. Betting systems are different. You can plug in any two teams into a specific situation, and they'll still be profitable historically. So a perfect example would be, you know, we did NFL, Patrick, divisional dogs. When you're in the same division, you bark louder, you cover the number more because of the built-in familiarity. One that I love right now in college basketball, unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents. When the public loves a ranking, they fall in love with it, they overvalue it. I like to go on the team that is unranked with a line move. So if I can combine kind of the present day data, percentages, line moves, all that kind of stuff with historical situations there, then that to me is the play that I love to make. So again, different styles to bet, but I think as the better, the beauty is you get to decide what you believe in, what you don't, what works for you and what doesn't, but at least have a path. If you just say, hey, dogs were 5-1 yesterday, let me bet all dogs, or overs were like NHL, Patrick, I think favorites were 10-3 Saturday. Does that mean you bet every favorite? No, you got to have some kind of North Star that will guide you along in your sports betting journey. Don't just be loosey-goosey. Have a foundation and then work on that foundation.
Loosey-goosey. This is why I love you, Josh. And do me a favor. Don't ever apologize for educating the audience. For example, when they download Morning Bets every morning or Market Insights every afternoon, the reason they're listening to what you have to say is because you know what you're talking about. So understand we want to educate as well as hand out plays. Let's talk about a big move, and I called it a desperation move. We'll get to the futures market, the Clippers. So the Clippers, let me get this straight. The Clippers moved on from Reggie Jackson and John Wall, and now they're bringing in Russell Westbrook. So he's going to get bought out by Utah, of course. Russell Westbrook back home in Los Angeles, yet he's running out of teams, Josh. It didn't go well with the Lakers. It was a disaster. He's 34, 35 at this point. He now joins the Clippers. What's fascinating about the Clippers, and you take a look at the market, your Boston Celtics right now are plus 275, prohibitive favorites, really, because you look at the Phoenix Suns, they shortened up with KD to 425, plus 425, Bucks 6-1, the Nuggets 8-1, and the Clippers are sitting there 9-1. This is a team that's fourth in the West, Josh. They're 33-28. They just haven't gelled, but what they do have is the defense on the wings, of course, with Paul George and your boy Kawhi Leonard. Specifically, when they go against those good teams in the West, like the Suns and like the Nuggets, they'll be able to defend. Where the Clippers have lacked this year is offensive firepower. I don't know if Russell Westbrook cleans that up, but here we go with the experiment.
Yeah, so to me, it's kind of tough to understand what the Clippers are doing, Patrick, because, you know, you get rid of Luke Kennard, you get rid of Reggie Jackson, you bring in Bones Highland, you bring in Westbrook, and again, if Westbrook is, what is he making, $45 million, you know, if much of his salary is paid by the Lakers, kind of a buy-low move, like, I get it in terms of the Clippers, but what you're banking on, Patrick, is what you mentioned, their defense, and again, when you go to today's modern-day NBA, does defense win championships anymore? I'm not sure. Patrick, remember your Detroit Pistons, who defense really did win
bad
championships
boys.
With Ben
the
Wallace?
The bad boys, and then in 04, of course, defense with no superstars. You remember, of course, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton. Go ahead, Josh.
No, you're exactly right. But, Patrick, you remember this. Betting on games back then, totals were 185, 190. Yep. You know, high total was like 200. Now totals are routinely 230, 235. We see 240. So the game has changed here a bit. I don't know if you can rely on defense. To me, almost like good offense beats good defense. We've seen the Warriors do this last few years here. So you mentioned the numbers. Clips are plus 900. They're plus 450 to win the West. Obviously, what you're banking on with the Clippers is these guys to stay healthy. And that's kind of a big ask here. You know, Kawhi and Paul George constantly injured. This is why betting on NBA in general is really difficult, because you know if these guys are going to play or not. But again, they're into the conversation here. To me, Patrick, I don't see too much. I would actually lean on Clippers on an individual basis, betting a lot of unders. I think they're like 17-5 to the under on their home court or some ridiculous stat like that. So they would be more specific bet to me than a futures bet. If you're looking at value, though, I think the Nuggets have value here, Patrick. I mean, this is a team that you don't really hear a ton of talk about. Obviously, the Suns had a huge move, like 25-1 all the way down to plus 425. But we talk about value. A lot of that value is now gone. To me, if you're getting the Nuggets here, plus 800, they have a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. They're only getting like 14% of bets, but almost 20% of the money. We talked about our kind of styles of betting, but I like to look at these numbers from John Ewing, our buddy from BetMGM. He'll give us the bets and dollars on these futures. And if you can get a good low bets, higher dollar bet split, use this to cash a lot of, you know, futures historically, that's a good angle here. So to me, the Nuggets are flying under the radar. You know, if you can get a plus 800, Patrick, I get that. The Suns number has moved too much. The one thing I would say, though, how this impacts is how you got to think of betting in different ways. This is a really big play here to me to take Malcolm Brogdon as the sixth man, because we'll get to awards here in a second, but Westbrook and JVT, our buddy, has been talking about this quite a bit. Westbrook was the favorite for sixth man of the year pretty much all year, coming off the bench. It's funny, Patrick. He bricks everything. It looks like he doesn't know how to play, but his numbers are great. Kind of a weird thing, almost like a Jimmy G thing. He looks great or looks terrible. But with Westbrook maybe going, and again, he'll come off the bench now, or maybe he'll start. I don't even know. But Malcolm Brogdon has made a big move here. He's now minus 165. 15 points a game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He's really checked his ego. He's been okay and cool with coming off the bench with the Celtics. I would hit that number right now, Patrick. I think that's only going to get higher. To me, the trickle-down is betting Brogdon in the futures market.
That's a tremendous suggestion. There's Brogdon minus 165. Those numbers, BetMGM. We'll give you the DraftKings numbers as well. It's funny. While you said that, I texted JVT. He is, of course, hardwood handicappers. He's the best capper when it comes to the association, in my opinion, and he works with us here at VSIN. But I just texted JVT while you were talking. Can I get a quote from you on Westbrook to the Clippers that I can read on the air? So we'll get a direct quote from JVT. To your point about the Nuggets, think about the Nuggets, kind of under the radar as far as a market. They've got a 2-time MVP in Jokic that's completely under the radar nationally as far as star power or Q rating. Golden State is down big time this year, so there's a clear opening for the Nuggets. Then all of a sudden, the Suns get Durant. So you're the Nuggets, you're flying, Murray's healthy, Porter Jr.'s finally healthy, Jokic is going to win 3 straight as far as the MVP, and Golden State's a mess, and all of a sudden, here comes Durant. But I do believe this. Denver's offense is awesome. They're a more cohesive unit. I think the Suns shortening up to plus 450, Josh, is such an overreaction in the market. First off, Paul's old, never won anything. Durant could get hurt. Obviously, Booker is tremendous. But this is a team that needs to gel, and they're not very deep. I like the cohesiveness of this Denver team, and I like the consistency.
I'm with you. And remember, Patrick, was it the bubble year a few years ago where they had those multiple down 3-1, you know, come back and win those series?
Yeah.
So we've seen them do it in the playoffs before. I'm with you. We'll get to more awards, but I'm on Jokic MVP here as well. You also talk about, you know, a little bit of a kind of weird factor or variable here, the altitude when you go to Denver. Playoff series, Patrick, when you're playing every other night, you're back and forth. Going to Denver, I think that's going to be a benefit to them, and that's why I think going for the one seed is so important, have home court throughout. But kind of we're layering in a few things. We're getting an undervalued team. This, you want to bet the Suns right now? I get it. Their starting five might be one of the best in the NBA, but you're not getting the best of the number. So we have kind of an undervalued spot with the Nuggets. They're healthy finally. We've been waiting for Murray forever to be healthy. You're getting some low bets, higher dollars. To me, that's a value play that I'd put a unit here on the Nuggets.
Okay, and Josh handed out a bet. You can get 165 MGM Malcolm Brogdon, Sixth Man of the Year, 170 over at DraftKings when we return. Good job, Josh. When we return, our buddy TG, Thomas Gable, Mr. College Hoops, live from the Borgata in Atlantic City. Next, here, Lombardi Line. It's VSiN.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, props to JVT, who just sent over a great explanation of the Russell Westbrook signing there with the Clippers. I'll read that coming up in just a bit. But right now, an opportunity to tell you about our betting splits. Josh did a great job laying out why the betting splits are so important for bettors. Again, go to VSiN.com. Latest betting splits on every game, every sport. Find out which games are seeing the most tickets written, odds, data, analysis for every game. Start your next sports bet at VSiN.com. And remember, right now, $9.99, you can get in, become a pro. The pro tools, including the betting splits, are involved. VSiN.com/subscribe. Okay, Josh Applebaum in for Michael Lombardi. Never thought it would happen, but I'm happy it did. We say hi to Josh. I'm Patrick Maher. As we welcome in our partner, Thomas Gable, he runs the race and sports book there at the Borgata. He's Mr. College Hoops, and we say hi to TG. By the way, you didn't send over your plays to me today, TG. What happened?
I was texting with Elliot, and Elliot asked me for my plays directly, so I gave them to him when I was texting with him. I apologize that I did not also forward them to you, but he said that he would put them up on the website. So he asked me for them,
okay.
So I gave them to him. So. Sorry.
Is Michael, I'm old. I'm yesterday's news, like an old newspaper. Thomas Gable, you've used me. You are done with me. It's all good.
Never, Patrick. Did Michael take the day off because he was too exhausted from watching Embiid in the All-Star game last night?
Yeah, I think he has Embiid fatigue, as we call it here on the Lombardi Line. Speaking of fatigue, how about TCU? They got through that stretch without Mike Miles. Their point guard is everything. I actually think TCU is a sleeper as far as a championship team. They're very good. Jamie Dixon's a very good coach. But here comes Kansas. And this is the ultimate revenge spot for Kansas today because, remember, TCU dominated Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse 83-60 back in January. What's the number and where are you at on Kansas-TCU, Thomas?
Yeah, so you're seeing right now most of the market for this game is currently sitting at 1.5. You could have grabbed 2 on Kansas if you wanted to take 2 with Kansas earlier, but it doesn't appear to be any 2s left out there. But as you said, that big, big win there for TCU on January 21st, 83-60 at Kansas. Kansas looking for some revenge here after that. They had a big comeback win against Baylor on Saturday. And the main thing here for TCU, they're back to full strength for this game as Mike Miles has returned. He injured his knee against Mississippi State, and TCU would really struggle without him. They lost that game in overtime and then lost 4 out of the next 5. He returned on Saturday against Oklahoma State, and lo and behold, the Horned Frogs put up 100 points, beating Oklahoma State by 25. So, Miles is definitely the leader of this team. And while he looked a little rusty on Saturday, TCU does have other guys who can step up. And, you know, they have pretty good defense. They love to turn you over. They forced Kansas into 17 turnovers in that first matchup, which led to a lot of fast break points there for TCU. So besides not turning the ball over, Kansas will also need to defend the three a little bit better here in this game. TCU is not a good three-point shooting team, but they did hit 8 of 15 from three in that first matchup. They also went 8 of 15 on Saturday from three. So it's quite possible you could see some regression there behind the arc for TCU and kind of back to what you typically see from them shooting from distance. So, you know, I anticipate this to be a pretty evenly bet game here. Again, you're not going to see a whole lot of line movement, basically jockeying between 1.5 and 2, I think, pretty much for the rest of the day. So you're actually seeing some TCU money line come in here. And I know Mr. Applebaum likes TCU in the spot.
I do, TG, and it's great to be with you. And you know what? I feel like in the hangover when you get the Wolfpack back together and then we go storm Vegas, is like TG, me, and Patrick back together. So this is fantastic. Finally being back together, guys. But TG, it's great to talk to you. Great to catch up. I'm with you. I'm on TCU in this spot. To me, it's kind of one of those fishy angles of, you know, why is number 22 ranked over number 5? Some books were -1. You mentioned a TG, 1 up to 1.5. Saw some buyback Kansas 2 back down to 1.5, but according to our VSiN.com bet splits, you're getting about 65% of bets on Kansas, yet we're showing this liability here to the contrarian favorite. So I'm on the money line there with TCU. But TG, two quick questions for you. One, I know it's been a while. Talk to us a little bit about the Super Bowl. I remember you had that regional liability there. You're in Eagles country there, and at one point you were at -2 because you had so much love for the Eagles. So I assume you cleaned up pretty big on the Super Bowl. And then also, how about Tiger making the cut here, TG? I know there's a lot of movement for him to miss the cut. He made it. How did that basically treat the book with Tiger making the cut?
Yeah, so, well, for the Super Bowl, Josh, I'm still employed. So, yeah, it worked out well for us. if it went the other way, who knows? But, yeah, it was a very good result for us, especially with those futures not having to be paid out there on the Eagles. So that worked out. As for Tiger, you know, what we saw going into the Genesis with him in the field, there wasn't a lot of play on him in the overall winner market. And in the matchups, he was also getting faded quite a bit. So obviously a good showing from him. It was better than I would have expected out of him. And I think what that does, it kind of whets the appetite for the golf bettors, or at least the casual golf bettors, for the Masters. And as we move forward into major season, you saw his master odds drop in a number of places. Now, again, it's when you talk about Augusta, which is the first major of the year for Tiger, it comes down to his walking. And, you know, we talked about it last year with him there. That is not an easy course to walk because it's very deceiving on TV. That is a very hilly course there at Augusta National. So it does take a lot out of you to walk that course. But again, I think all the hoopla around him yesterday, making the cut and finishing in red figures, it's going to drive a lot of interest on him, I think, for the Masters.
Thomas Gable, we'll get a play before we say goodbye. Of course, runs the race and sportsbook there at the Borgata. But we've been kind of peeling back the curtain on a slow day and talking about the process of handicapping a little bit, Thomas. When it comes to college hoops, I know Michael likes to make fun of it, but KenPom is so important, and KenPom.com. And essentially, if you just go adjusted offense and adjusted defense as far as efficiency and use those numbers in your handicapping, that's so valuable. Do you rely on KenPom for some of those numbers?
Sure. I mean, KenPom's a reference for sure. I mean, when you're looking at the adjusted efficiency, whether it's on defense or offense, and also, if you're putting either adding in or subtracting pace of play is also big in that, mm-hmm. especially when you're looking at totals, at which I do try to get involved in totals, as you know. So I think that's where a lot of times you can find some edge, actually, is in the total market. And when you have resources like KenPom and some others that are out there, you're not... You know, obviously, I have my own power ratings that I also do, but there's plenty of resources out there for bettors when you're handicapping. And, you know, there's resources everywhere for every sport at this point. I mean, there's always data that you can find and go through. The internet's an amazing thing there, Patrick. So there's so much data that's out there in every sport now that really, if you want to create your own power ratings or you're kind of just relying on others out there, you can do so because there's so much. It's a plethora.
Shush, let me jump in here quickly because let me just jump in quickly. One, sure. I talked about being a network handicapper as opposed to Josh has his own system. When it comes to college hoops, to be honest with you, I'm going to embarrass you, Thomas. To me, you're the best when it comes to handicapping college hoops. So when you give me plays and we give them to the pros, I always bet them, and we've been on a little bit of a hot run. I won't jinx it. We've got a minute left. Florida A&M, Alabama A&M, Bama A&M's laying 9.
Bama, yes. So this is the game you want to go to? Wow, okay, that's fine.
That's one you sent to Elliot, no?
The Des Moines special.
Yes, it is the Des Moines special. I thought you were going to at least pick a main board game, but that's okay. That's okay. So Florida A&M, let's look at Florida A&M as a team here. Obviously, this is a six-digit game for those who are keeping track at home. Some books may not even offer this game. But Florida A&M, not a very good offensive team in terms of, again, adjusted efficiency on offense. They are a decent defensive team, though. Again, this is a play here where I make this game 7.5. Personally on my number. So this was one that I just played typically from where my number is compared to where the market is. You're going to see a lower scoring game here. Florida A&M, though, they are decent defensively, and I think the defense is going to keep them in this.
Okay, that's just one play. We'll send over the other for VSiN Pros. Thomas Gable, have a great Monday. Appreciate you.
Thanks, TG.
Thank you, guys.
Grinding on President's Day. By the way, we've got the new AP poll. We'll get to that next. Dive into some college hoops, Josh, and JBT's quote, Russell Westbrook to the Clippers. That's next.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, basketball fans, when the association returns, you can turn a loss into a win. Just place a single first basket score prop on any NBA game. If your bet loses, you receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Just check it out over at BetMGM.com or download the app. Again, single first basket score prop. You lose. If you opt in, you get $25 back. It's that simple. 1-800-GAMBLER, got to be 21 years or older. Okay, we welcome you back. I'm Patrick Maher. This is the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi taking a little bit of a break. Josh Applebaum in his stead today. Couple things. A lot going on, actually, on a light day. One, Russell Westbrook's going to sign with the Clippers. Our resident NBA guru, Jonathan Von Tobel, gave me this quote. I understand the need for a north-south point guard that can create some drive and kick opportunities. But again, is Russ going to commit to that role? Is he going to take less than 7 attempts per game and facilitate like Mann has? Again, it could work, but not with old school Russ. And he's talking about Terrence Mann, of course. That's the perfect quote. And that's why I said I think the Clippers, Josh, are completely showing desperation by picking up Westbrook here.
No, I'm kind of with you. And JBT obviously is so great at capping the NBA. And again, this to me is kind of my angle here with the futures market going with Brogdon, sixth man, because, you know, again, how will Westbrook mesh? He's obviously been to so many teams here recently. Didn't work out with the Lakers. Now you're going to the Clippers. So to me, I get it. Desperation move. I don't know. It depends to me, Patrick, how much you're expecting out of him. Like, if you expect him to put in a triple-double and start every game and play 40 minutes, that's probably not what you're going to get.
It's not that, Josh. I'm going to interrupt you. It's not that I expect it. It's what he expects. And that's the quote from JBT. See, the problem is he's delusional. He's 34 years old. He averaged a triple-double on an Oklahoma Thunder team that literally he was the only, like, he is delusional. And having him fit with Kawhi and with George and Lou's system, that's the issue.
It really is. And that, to your point, Patrick, that's totally right here. So again, will he say, hey, I'm going on to a team where, again, I was bought out. Maybe that's a humbling experience. You know, it's Paul George and Kawhi Leonard's team. Of course, you're going to get some Boston references when you work with me, Patrick, but the Celtics, 2008, why did that work? You had KG and Pierce and Garnett and Ray Allen, you know, give a little bit here, give a little bit of their ego, sacrifice a little bit for the team. They said, hey, we're not all going to score 30 a game, but can we win if we score 22 a game? That's the sort of thing you're looking for. So again, if Westbrook can, you know, check his ego a little bit, I know that's asking a lot, but again, maybe you're just needing kind of a ball handler here. But to me, the supplementary factor is not betting the futures with the Clippers. It is taking Brogdon here for sixth man.
Well, it's well put. Good job on reminding the bettors. Brogdon, six man, 165 is still cheap. I agree with you there, Josh. Good job, Elliot. As we transition back to college basketball, Oklahoma State, I think they're undervalued tonight in Morgantown. We'll get to that in a second, but the AP top 25 is out, the new one. How about Houston, who is just the relentless defensively? We know how good they are. They jump up to one, a byproduct of Alabama's loss midweek to Tennessee. They fall to two. Kansas, a big win over the weekend. By the way, they were down 17 to Baylor. They come all the way back and win. They're up to three. They move up two spots. UCLA, four. Purdue, five. I'll give you the top 10, Josh, and get your reaction. Virginia's up to six. Arizona's up to seven. Texas falls to eight. Baylor stays nine. And then Marquette, very good basketball team, sitting 10. That's the new AP poll, College Hoops.
Yeah, so kind of macro and, you know, micro kind of take on that, Patrick. Number one, I would say, just from a betting angle standpoint, this is really, to me, where you can really go contrarian and make money in college basketball. I've seen so many examples of the rating. If you just have a hashtag one-digit number or two-digit number then you're in front of your name, then the public is automatically going to want to bet on you. So, you know, in these situations, I remember this one, Tennessee at home against Alabama last week. Bama was, I think, number one, two, or three. They were top-ranked. Public will always go with that higher-ranked team. So based on these new rankings, let's kind of reshuffle the deck, look to bet on any situations where you're getting a higher or worse-ranked team over a better-ranked team favorite spot. So just from a day-to-day standpoint, the rankings are key because it's another way to go contrarian and look for fishy angles here. When you look at the futures market, Patrick, again, you got to give Houston credit here. Plus 400, number one team in the country. KenPom does have Houston as his number one team based on his ratings here. I don't want to be a hater on Houston. I love what they're doing, but I have that fear, almost like with Gonzaga, that you play in a smaller conference and are your stats inflated because your level of competition isn't as good as the other team. So I think Houston deserves all the credit in the world. The analytics say that they should be 1-2. But this is kind of funny. I'm on TCU tonight to win, Patrick, but I think Kansas is the value play. If you look at Kansas, 12-1 to win the national championship, that's where I would go. Using our VSiN.com data, actually coming from DraftKings or coming from BetMGM, our buddy John Ewing, they have a really good bet versus dollar split. Kansas is only getting 10% of bets, but almost 20% of the money. So that tells me the bigger wagers are on Kansas. You're very well coached. You have a star player in Jalen Wilson. Grady Dick has been an unbelievable here.
Yes.
As kind of like a swing man, tall. I mean, that kid impresses me. I feel like he gets better every single game. So to me, I get it. You got to give Houston the respect they deserve, but I'd be looking at Kansas here, a battle-tested team. And also, Patrick, you know this, strength of schedule. The Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball.
It's not even close.
These meat grinders every night. So I think to your advantage, that's going to really benefit you when it really comes down to nitty gritty time in March Madness. So I'd go Kansas 12-1. That's my play to win it all.
Well, speaking of the Big 12, and you mentioned being undervalued, that's Oklahoma State tonight in Morgantown, West Virginia. This is fascinating to me. You got Oklahoma State coming off two bad losses where defensively they're a really good defensive team. They gave up 87 in a loss to Kansas and 100 in a loss to TCU. I think there's an overreaction in the market. Oklahoma State, this is a get-right spot in Morgantown against West Virginia. They can overpower West Virginia. They have a size advantage over West Virginia. Remember, they beat West Virginia in Stillwater on the 2nd of January, 67-60. I think the last two performances, even shooting the ball for Oak State, a little bit of an outlier, and I think you're getting a price catching 5.5 tonight. I'll take the road dog in Oak State.
Yeah, I'm with you, Patrick. If you can get the hook right now, I'll place this bet right now. This is a game that's really caught my eye, and I really am glad we're talking about it because there's kind of different ways to look at this game, but I think you're kind of going in the same direction here with taking the points with Oklahoma State. Now, to me, the reason why I'm looking at Oklahoma State here, two things, just a starting off point. They're contrarian. You're getting around 55, 60% of bets here on West Virginia at home, so right off the bat, foundational element of betting against the public, going against kind of the public with the contrarian side. But also, again, when I first learned contrarian, Patrick, it's like, oh my God, I discovered the, you know, the holy grail of betting. Just go opposite of what everyone's telling you to do and the masses are doing. You'll be a millionaire. Now, it's not that easy. That's just a starting point. To me, you have to involve some element of respected money as well. So you can get the kind of the best of both worlds angle. So to me, it's not just contrarian OK State. But the element of sharp action would be the line freeze. And what the line freeze is when you have heavy betting on one side, but the line really won't move at all. So it kind of tells you there's a reluctance to give out a better number. Like on our board, we were showing that 5.5 with OK State juiced up plus -115, telling you it's probably going to get back down to 5. So this game opened around 5. It bops up to 5.5, but pretty much gets hit right back down. If a majority of bettors here on WVU, Patrick, why aren't we up to -6, -7? The fact that it's kind of stayed where it's at, despite a majority of bets here on the home team, that's kind of an element of line freeze liability. Then also bringing in our guy Ken Pom once again, I like to compare the Vegas numbers to what Ken Pom has. He has WVU winning by 4 points. So if we're getting a 5.5, we're contrarian. Ken Pom edge, a little bit of line freeze liability. I'm with you here, Patrick. I'll take 5.5 with the Cowboys.
Yeah, again, the market, and good job explaining line freeze there, Josh. I think the market can be overreactionary. Again, you're reacting on what's just happened. And Oklahoma State, I mentioned, two terrible losses, but they were playing Kansas and TCU. And defensively, they're just a much better team than West Virginia. West Virginia is the worst defensive team in the Big 12, and they just don't have size. So again, I think they get overpowered tonight, specifically at the rim. Oak State, I like them catching the 5.5. Let's back up just a little bit, and I want to have you readdress the line freeze. So again, just for a new bettor tuning into VSiN, they want to understand the percentages, our betting splits over at VSiN.com, but specifically, when you say line freeze, you mean what?
So what I mean by that is you have heavy, heavy betting one side, but the line doesn't move at all. So to me, if you kind of pull back the curtain, you got to ask yourself why. Like, you know, you'll see this quite a bit in the NFL where maybe a home favorite is -7 and they're getting 80% of bets. The more lopsided, the better, the line freeze basically. But you got to think of it this way. Typically, when it's heavy betting on one side, you're going to have the odds makers adjust the number. So if you're getting 80% of bets, you open -7, you're probably going to tick up to 7.5, maybe -8. As a kind of data-driven bettor, Patrick, I love line moves because they're kind of a just very basic way of saying, hey, this is where the respective money's going. So that's where the reverse line move comes in, going against the betting percentages, a steam move, sudden change of line movement across the marketplace. But I think it's important, too, to also remember that sometimes when a line doesn't move, that can tell you just as much as when the line does. So whole point being, if you're heavy betting on in your favor, you know, typically my line of demarcation, Patrick, is like 65% or more, yet the line won't go further in your direction, just tells me that the books don't want to move the number to the popular side because they're really more concerned about the contrarian side. So just keep that in mind. Heavily bet games, lopsided one side. If the line doesn't move at all, that's telling you something. And I want to be on the line free side, the contrarian side, where the line isn't budging away from them.
That's perfectly said. Thank you, Josh. A system better. Nobody could have said it better than him right there.
Just give me those source plays. I want the network plays, Patrick, from you.
I could see. Oh, by the way, I do have one coming up for you in Serie A. I've got Italian soccer on the way. It's a short card in European soccer as well, but we've got a play on Torino coming up in just a bit. I've got Louisville Duke. I'm targeting a total there, and then we'll reset Russell Westbrook to the Clippers as we continue. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.